election year. Just send the nuke and finish us off already. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I can say this. History will record the faces of the public health expertise as some of the most sinful, egregious, epic failures in the history of public policy. They have killed people with their lack of understanding and their lack of caring about not just the impact of cases of COVID-19, a virus that the overwhelming majority of people do well in, notwithstanding, of course, we're not underestimating 200,000 Americans who died. That's tragic. But these people have been a gross failure because they never cared to consider the impact of the policy itself. And the policy itself has been a complete, epic failure. And honestly, some people say a crime against humanity.
Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. And Americans, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol.
Hi there, welcome. Kate Daly's show on a Friday, preceding Halloween, even though I know this whole entire year has felt like it was Halloween. It seems crazy, right? But here we are, and I welcome you because I've got Investigator Dave with me, and yep. He moved off to Wisconsin, and he came back for a visit, and I'm grateful that you're in studio with me today.
Well, thank you, Kate. I'm glad to be here and glad to see you again.
Yeah, ditto. I really appreciate it, and we have so much to talk about as Dave covers only topics the way Dave can. Investigator Dave has a background in law enforcement, 25 years, LAPD, and also, just an investigative kind of reporter. I think that's really what you got from that career, too, is to kind of delve into things and do some homework. And then also history teacher. So people don't realize that you have a background and a love for history, and you've traveled the world.
I've traveled the world, yeah. with especially with Saudis,
yes.
and Moroccans, mm-hmm. and a few Egyptians,
sure.
and from Malaysia to Morocco and the whole Arab world.
Yeah,
I've been in all the continents.
Observations come from your travels. And
it's amazing. Plus, I was a PI for 15 years.
There you go.
And that's where you really start doing some digging.
True. That's so true. You guys can call up in this hour to ask Dave questions. And, of course, 888-673-1450 is the live phone number. 888-673-1450. Yeah. Make sure you give us a call. Go to the website, katedalyradio.com. I think we're about over 2 million now in... I can't believe I'm saying that, in podcast listens between SoundCloud, which we're at 1.5 million. That 0.5 million was just over the last few months. It's insane how many podcasts we get shared now. But also all the other formats we're on as well. So besides SoundCloud. So I really, really appreciate all of you because that's all of you sharing the show. And I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You can help the show by donating to the show as well. And you can actually go to katedalyradio.com. There's a couple ways to do that. There's so much going on right now with government leaning in on us, telling us what to do with COVID. You might in your state, I know in my state, I know there's a lot of states listening right now. So this is a very national issue, is an emergency alert telling you to that transmission's on its way up, which is so funny to me because you can't spread. You can't spread this. It's like the flu. Well, it is the flu. I know they don't want to mention that, but it's like the flu. If you had the flu before, did you spread it to everyone in your home, or did their immune system kick in? So it's ridiculous to think that without the mask, you're going to go spread this around to everyone you love because they have immune systems that kick in. You can't spread it even if you wanted to. Maybe one or two people. You're not going to get more than that because people's immune systems work. So frustrating after 10 months of this. I just want to I can't even tell you the people. Amount of frustration I have toward COVID and the numbnut sort of like, like viewpoints we have because the media is dumbing us down to not remember medical science even. Come on, give me a break. But I'll take a phone call and then I want to launch in because we were just talking about the Hunter videos, the China, and we were kind of doing some global politics. We'll go back on that too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, hey, Kay. I love your show.
Aw, thanks.
Love hearing from Dave.
He's I know.
Wonderful.
Right? Isn't he great? Yes.
Here's my thought.
Okay.
Is when I go into the store and they have a mask on, I'm like, oh, you should listen to Kate Daly radio show. And I think
I
what I'm going to do is start printing up little, just little papers. Because they'll say, who? And I'll say, Daly, like Valley.
Right.
And, you know. But I think if I write it down for them, there may be a chance that they will do it.
Oh, that's
look
awesome.
At it. You know, my frustration today is we got a notice at our door that instead of Halloween trick-or-treating, they're going to do a drive-by for 1 hour from 5 to 6 and throw the candy out at the children. Oh, I'm sure eating candy off the ground is much better that they've handled anyway.
You know what?
Let's
just bean the kids. I mean, why even do this? Give me. You know what? Have your Halloween, have your event, have your party. Do not listen to the governor. Why would you listen to a governor tell you about your health? The governor knows nothing. He's dim-witted. He knows nothing. Give me a break.
Yeah. Well, he's up dancing on the stage with no mask.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's
hypocritical.
It's whatever they want.
So,
and the thing is, my little grandson was all excited about this, and now he gets to stand out on a corner. Yeah, I'm going to try to take him somewhere where...
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of places. You know what? Thanks for the call. There's plenty of places you can take your kids. Take them. Have the party. Take your kids. Halloween it up. Do not listen to anyone. I don't care who your governor is of your state. Do not listen to anyone tell you otherwise. You are a free person living in America still. Do not let the governor or government do this to you. And I don't care if it's a local traitorous liberal mayor that you have. Do not even give it a second thought. You go about your business. You live your life. Dave, okay, let's talk. Because did you want to say anything about COVID while we're on that subject?
Just a little bit. You know, sometimes a lot of people ask me, are you an epidemiologist? You know,
that stupid.
Are you a surgeon? Are you a doctor?
No, you're not
and
a CDC
go,
puppet.
No, I'm better. I'm a detective.
Ah, I love it. I love it. Yes.
I was
so
trained
true.
To investigate this stuff.
Yes.
And so, you know,
professionals. They're morons.
They follow the profession.
Geez. They don't have a thought in their head.
They don't. They don't.
Like,
and they're
I have
just
one
people.
In our
they
state
put on their pants
idiot.
One leg
yeah.
at a time,
yeah.
and they follow whatever their cult, their discipline tells them to do,
right.
because they want the money, they need the money.
Yep,
which
and
brings
so
us back also to big tech.
Uh-huh.
These companies over there that are in Silicon Valley and elsewhere, uh-huh. they're doing business. Uh-huh. They need money. They got to operate.
Yeah.
And the Chinese investments are in there.
Mm.
Those Chinese investments are very big. It's not just blackmail and sex tapes. And
right.
A lot of it is money, money, money.
Yes.
And the Chinese hold the string. President Xi
money
holds
and power.
A string.
Money and power. Money and control.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And so, but he's got all kinds of problems there. You know, he just had a fight with
mm-hmm.
India
mm-hmm.
up in the Himalayan Pass. And the Indian soldiers just wiped the Chinese
really?
Butt. Yeah.
Wow.
It was the Indian soldiers took care of them. And
does that
so,
surprise you or no?
Yes, it did. It does now once I read the reason.
Oh.
Chinese army is made up of a bunch of Pillsbury Doughboy type. Right. They were pampered.
Right.
They were they had 500 million extra men during the one baby thing.
Yeah,
when
they
killed the girls.
Right.
They got all these extra guys, and all these guys were so pampered in their homes because they had their one boy.
Uh-huh.
And when you have to have a march and discipline and fight, a lot of them are rowdy.
Yeah.
They don't want to listen, and they're having a lot of trouble in their ranks. And I know it looks so nice in a marching parade and everything
sure.
else, but even their jets are Russian knockoffs. They have a hard time coming up with anything original.
That is the truth.
Over there.
That is the truth. Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that.
And so that's why they have to borrow the technology from everybody else that they can. So anyway, yeah, look at the movie industry that they're invested in.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say anything bad about China, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, the Clintons sold secrets for money for the Democratic Party. We know this. That's why they propped up, that's why they propped up Monica Lewinsky to take the whole media attention, because they were having Chinagate in the background. Okay. So we've known that both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat, have sold off secrets, have alliances. Governors here have alliances. I know my own has reportedly an alliance with China. A lot of people on their payroll. A lot of they bought a lot of stuff like Smithfield's pork. You know, all kinds of different industries. We're deeply embedded with China, but we don't realize it. And then we're always pointing to them like, oh, those poor communists. And I'm going, look around you. How much freedom do you feel like you have right now? And how much censorship are you under? Are you kidding?
And it is delicate because you can't cut them off entirely.
Yeah.
I'm from Wisconsin. And a lot of those, you know what they grow a lot over my area? Corn.
Yes.
Corn and beans.
Yes, yes.
And every year, right now at this time, they're cutting down the corn stalks and they're hauling them. They're putting them on barges on the Mississippi, and they're going down to New Orleans, and they're putting them on ships. And a lot of that is taken to China to feed hogs and everything else, because we need the pork.
Right.
And so you can't cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
And there are Chinese businessmen that understand that. We can trade with America. We can still make it without having this hard, heavy-handedness that President Xi is doing. And so that's why they have such disagreement. I'll say disagreement. Mm. Actually, revolts within the ranks. This Guo wants back.
What?
And several others.
What do you think's going on, really, with North Korea? Because they always use North Korea as the boogeyman. Let's roll them out on the stage to grab the fear. Let's tell everybody they're going to nuke the world. They could have never done that. Our forces could have gone in and wiped them out. So that was an illusion. What do you think China's relationship with North Korea is?
I've read several sources that think that, and I'm not, because it's so closed in, you can't really tell, but that North Korea is actually CIA run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was trained. I mean, the CIA trained him in Europe before he became the leader of North Korea.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why.
Right there in Switzerland, he hobnogged with lots of.
That's why he never really did anything.
CIA people.
Yes. He never actually did anything, right? We just kept accusing him that he was going to do something. But it seems to me like Trump sort of took the air out of those sails for the CIA, and they couldn't actually make him out to be the.
Yeah,
the horrid,
Kim Jong-un and his whole family, they're all heavily attached to the CIA.
Okay, we'll be right back. More Dave, and we'll take your calls too. Right when we come back, I know you're busting at the seams trying to call in. We'll take your calls right when we come back on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
Where do you find this
in
stuff?
In my heart, I have but one.
This is the ink spots. Dave.
And that one is
you. Always find the most interesting music.
No
I love it.
Other will do.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
Investigator. Investigator Dave, for 7 years on this show, knows that everybody knows that listens to Investigator Dave or has in the past that he'll bring the most. To me, anyway. Not to you guys, probably, but to me. Most obscure music. And I love playing it just because I like to be surprised by what Dave brings. So, thanks.
You're welcome.
I really, really appreciate
that. Did you like that?
I really did. How could you not? I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to put a flame in your heart. Let's hope that flame is liberty. Let's hope the flame is freedom, because we're in America last time I checked. In fact, go ahead and sum up that up, and then I'm going to take a couple of phone calls.
Okay, I just want to wrap it up here real quick. Why are these guys leaking this?
Yeah.
The CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is not one solid block. There's opposing parties in there.
That's an interesting part to know.
And they're not after China. They're just after breaking this up.
Okay.
And these people, Guo and the people that are working with them on the websites, Zhang, Jing, Ming, that's their names.
Ho Chi Minh, you mean you name it.
Right.
Okay.
They are leaking this because they believe Trump is going to win.
Okay.
And if Trump wins, they're trying to curry favor. We want to help you.
We'll
scratch your back, you help us, you know.
Okay.
But these people, what they do, they really believe, at least from what I read, that China and the United States can work together.
We don't have to
shut down China completely because they need our rice, they need our beans, we need their pork, they need our trees.
So what is your take on the leader of China? I mean, what's your take, just your 30-second take?
Xi Jinping?
Uh-huh.
I think he's a thug.
Uh-huh.
I think he's a real tyrant.
Okay.
Yeah, and but he's doing what he thinks he needs to be, you know?
Right, okay.
With all this social, the internet suppression and everything. He's doing whatever he thinks he can keep it together, but he's not going to be able to keep it together. It's falling apart.
Well, amen to that. Okay, here's a phone call for you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of funny we're talking about China to Dave, who's in Wisconsin now.
I know.
When today Biden's in Wisconsin...
Uh-huh.
And he makes the statement that Trump has been weak on China. And I'm like, what kind of is he?
Your head wants to explode.
Stealing ideas from the tree. He can't beat him, so I might as well join him in the campaign. I don't get it.
I don't get Biden.
This man is as flippy floppy as can be.
Yeah.
Trump has been hard on China since the day he was elected.
Right.
Yeah.
He's the one who calls it the China pandemic.
Right.
He's put in more tariffs. He's done more things to thwart that country. That's why they don't want him in office.
I agree.
Right.
But there are those there that, know that we're going to have some agreement. So, they're going to let some things out and other things because they want to tear down the establishment there, too. There's a power struggle going on in China that people, like you're talking about, Dave, that people don't even know. You've got Hong Kong about ready to break off with Taiwan.
Right.
You've got the inner part of China that still is poor. Those people barely have running water. They don't have...
Right,
they have no sanitation.
Right.
Yet we see these sparkling cities, but that's only where the top 10%
not a pot
lives.
To pee in. Yeah, I totally get it. Yes,
right.
Yes.
And now you've got the entire Uyghur and the Indians are about ready to take all of Kashmir from the Pakistanis, and that's all going to end. They're getting into war with China.
Yeah.
That whole area is breaking up and having problems. And like you said, all around the Black Sea is becoming a nightmare because of the oil prices.
Yeah.
And we don't even hear about this in the news at all.
Yeah.
And we're not even talking about foreign policy is normally in a presidential election the number one thing that's talked about because that's what a president does.
Yeah.
And yet in this election, not a peep about it.
Great observation.
And that is so telling.
Yes, it is.
And it's so much to be said there that it's amazing that we're not talking about it.
Trump never declared a coup on another leader of another country and took a leader out, just like we have been doing in so many of our past presidencies. It's very interesting in telling what's actually going on around the country or around the world right now. I mean, look at the last 4 years. It's awesome.
It's also because Trump does not have the Republican foreign policy. His foreign policy is libertarian. He has the idea of no, we're going to defend ourselves and you all in NATO can take care of yourselves.
Right.
We would like to pull out of it. Let the Middle East deal with the Middle East. That's why there's now an agreement between the Israelis and Saudi Arabia and Yemen and all the rest. He's like, hey, guys, why do y'all have to be poor and live in mud shacks?
Yep.
You have money.
I agree.
Why not do something with it and make a pact amongst yourselves?
I agree.
And
thank you.
Make them agree.
Thanks, caller.
And those policies are not the policies that the Democrats or Republicans like.
I agree with you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Biden will say anything.
Oh, yeah, Biden doesn't even say anything.
He's able to say something.
Sure, what coherently he can say, but.
By the way, I was talking to you off air about this.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who Brett Favre is.
Yes, yes, yes.
He was in Green Bay on the stand with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Now, to you people that are worried about which way Wisconsin's going to go,
mm-hmm.
Brett Favre is an icon.
Yeah, yeah.
They worship the guy.
Yep.
I say Trump just jumped a whole bunch of points in Wisconsin.
It's interesting.
Can't see him lose it.
It's interesting to see how many tens of thousands of people will drive, 12 hours to see Trump, yet Biden can't get 30 people.
I know.
I mean, it's pretty amazing to watch. And they can't fabricate the people showing up. They tried to green screen with Hillary, the crowd in, but they can't fabricate that. They have to have us believe that we are in elections that are honest. They're not honest. That they have to have us believe that so they can only push it so far. And that's right. Why I think that actually Trump will take the next 4 years. The incumbent usually does.
Uh-huh.
Right? So the incumbent usually does. But I think even in this case, for those people that are worried, I actually think he will take, I do. You can't fabricate a crowd of people driving and showing up in support. You just can't. So.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
You know, Gerald Celente was talking about the rest of the world.
He was great.
We're talking about China.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you've seen the last month and a half ago, the demonstrations that were mm-hmm. in Berlin.
Right.
You seen an aerial photo? Mm-hmm. It looked like half of Berlin was there.
Yeah.
Literally tens, if not 100,000 people or more, all protesting the lockdowns, the masks, and everything else. It was just incredible. They're holding them regular. You're not hearing about it.
Nope.
You're not hearing about it at all anymore. Italy. Remember what happened over there in mm-hmm. Italy? Okay, Gerald said that they're trying to lock it down again. They're not going for it. They're rioting and demonstrating, shooting fireworks at the police. People are getting arrested.
Mm-hmm.
It's up and down. But they just said they're not going to submit to a health dictatorship and curfews any longer. And they're all chanting, freedom, freedom,
yeah.
freedom. It's amazing.
And where is this that you're talking about?
That's Italy.
That's Italy. Italy's yeah. about to go into a lockdown. Ireland's in one right now. Europe's on the verge. We're on the verge. That's why multiple states
England.
In a very coordinated attempt today use the emergency system. Multiple states use the emergency system to send out alerts telling you what you can do and what you can't do in your state, which don't listen to them. Do not give an ounce of respect to that at all. I would never listen to a governor tell you about your health.
Now,
not as idiotic as mine and
why
other
do these
places.
Countries want to do this?
Right.
I want to give you a little peek.
Okay.
Let's look behind the curtain here.
Okay.
Let's look at Belarus.
Okay.
Belarus is located between Poland and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be part of Russia against the old Soviet Union.
Yeah.
They broke off.
But they've been different. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Belarus,
uh-huh.
the president is a guy by the name of Alex Lukashenko.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Alex Lukashenko said that when all this lockdown stuff came,
mm-hmm.
they came to him.
Yeah, this is so
World
telling.
World Health Organization came
yes.
to him and offered him $940 million
yes.
if he would lock down his country. He said no.
This is so telling. I wish people, between this and the CDC saying they're not counting flu until 2022, these two pieces of information are so telling about what's actually going on with COVID.
Exactly.
Yep.
If they can do this to now, yep. because he said no, and mm-hmm. his country is open, they're still having all the sports teams and schools,
right, right.
everything, colleges are open, everything is open in Belarus, right? Which
right.
means, Belarus means white Russian, okay, or
mm-hmm.
beautiful Russian. Because they did that, all of a sudden, the EU is saying, well, your last election was unfair and not illegal. And so
oh,
they
geez.
Are starting demonstrations in the streets to overthrow
That's
Lukashenko,
amazing.
Right?
That is amazing. Yeah.
And NATO is moving Abrams tanks up to his border.
Hmm.
And Lukashenko knows, he sees the handwriting on the wall, and so he's hired a personal bodyguards, including his 14-year-old son, who is armed and follows him everywhere. Says, they're going to take me, they're going to have to take two of us, you know.
Jeez.
And he carries a gun everywhere he goes,
hmm.
right? Just like Trump said
right,
he does,
right, right.
too.
I also think that's why Trump calls his kids every day. I think he thinks something could happen to him. Anyway.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If they can't buy you,
mm-hmm.
they'll threaten you.
Right.
They'll topple you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get rid of you.
Right.
All right. And I'm sure it happens to I don't know how many governors or mayors over here got bought off, because we're easy to get bought off.
Yeah, we are.
Right? Mm-hmm. There's no way they can be so stupid as to do the things they're doing about masks and social distancing. They know it doesn't work, and yet they double down and they triple down. Yep. How can they be that stupid? They know they're not going to get reelected.
Yeah.
They know people are against them.
It's like my own governor. They read the info. They
money.
Know. Yeah, they know. Yep. Threats or money. Yeah.
Threats yep. or money.
Threats
exactly.
Or money.
Yep. And they got the money.
Yeah.
Believe me, that $21 billion trillion dollars disappeared from the military and the $3 trillion right before 9/11.
Yeah.
They got an endless supply of money.
Right.
They can buy off any country, any person. They own countries. And it takes a lot of guanas to be able to stand up to them.
Yeah.
Like Lukashenko, like Sweden, like Egypt, and like several other countries are doing right now.
Right.
And you know, a lot of them, they just ignore, because they just, all right, if you're not going to do it, you're just not going to be in the news.
Right.
But he is, because he's right there in Europe, and the rest of Europe are looking at him. And they're saying, well, Belarus isn't doing this. Yeah. And so that's why you get in Spain and all kinds of different countries over there now. They're rioting. They're demonstrating.
Yeah.
Our media shut
out Belarus. Our media would not report that. They would not report the loans that they were promised if they went along with the narrative.
Yes.
So when people say to me, the states are coordinated with the emergency alert, are they coordinated? And the countries are coordinated to do this? You bet they're coordinated. You bet your rear end they're coordinated, because they're hanging money. Money over the loans for these countries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when people ask me, well, you're crazy, I'll tell you right now, and you're going to think I'm crazy too.
No.
I'm still agnostic.
I
like John Rappaport and others. I'm agnostic over whether this thing isn't a total psyop.
Mm.
And even the CDC says they can't isolate the virus.
John Rappaport said they don't even have a sample of it.
They don't even have a sample. Yeah. They can't. And so how
so
you going to, it's a big psyop.
Mm-hmm.
But the people ask me, how in the world can you get all these countries aboard? They all got to, they're not stupid. No, they're not stupid. They know where the bread is buttered.
It's easy to get them on board because they're all controlled by the same money source.
Yep.
Very easy. And if a country wants their money, they're going to do what they're going to tell people to wear masks. Of course they are.
Yeah, of course.
Don't think for a second they're not. Why wouldn't they? And so, yeah, it was real easy. And look at the core countries that did so willingly go along with this.
Uh-huh.
You'll see them in alliances, in a very large alliance. I won't even name the alliance. You can go do your homework. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Bobby Pickett, Monster Mash. That's in the Wayback Machine. He was on Dick Clark's show, like back when Dick Clark had dark hair. Anyway, welcome back to the show.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Welcome back, and go to balanceofnature.com. Get the supplement. You'll do far better than ever wearing a cloth mask over your face. I'm not quite sure why people are duped into that, but they are. Your immune system's on the inside of your body. It's not on the outside. It's on the inside. So with that being said, because that's the truth, if you have a supplement that has 31 fruits and vegetables, you're going to do far better as that goes inside your body than you can wearing a stupid little piece of cloth over your face that has germ-infested, breathing in all your own junk all day. And so don't ever listen to a governor that tells you otherwise, because the governors are idiots. They don't know anything. Health departments are deceitful, manipulative, and dishonest. And it just gets old. So I just want you guys to know that by taking a supplement, you can do so much more for your body. Go to balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com, get the supplement, and you'll love me for this, because you're going to feel better and you're going to do better. And it's great. It is fantastic. I very rarely will talk about something on the show like this and stand behind it, but this is one that I truly stand behind. Balance of Nature is amazing. And I would order extra for the upcoming lockdown that we're about to go into. Everybody got emergency orders. So many states right now, so many people are texting me, messaging me on Facebook that they saw an emergency order for their state. Now, I want to tell you one thing. Uncle Milty sent this to me, and this was from Fox 2. This was from Chicago, well, outside of Chicago. This is New Athens, Illinois. There was a bar owner that said, she's a single mom. This is a small community. She owned a bar, and she said it goes from 50 people to 10 people to 50 people to 10 people. Then the government can't decide because the government doesn't know what they're doing. I'm not going to ruin my business and not have an income because the government can't pull their heads out of their rear ends long enough to understand what they're doing to the economy over a cold virus. So the police merely visited her. Okay, the New Athens police, her local police department, merely just visited her and said, you know, basically kind of bringing the threat that they knew they couldn't do anything. They didn't arrest her, nothing. They told her to disperse the crowd. She said no. She said no. I will not do that. Send whoever you want, but I'm not going to ruin my business. She goes, I do expect a visit from the Illinois State Police. Who knows what they can do? Because guess what? They don't have a leg to stand on. They don't. If they arrest her, they can't even get that to stick. The judges have already weighed in on in different states that they can't do anything to a business. They can't even make them pay a fine on this. Do not be lured into that as a business owner. Seriously, please continue doing business. Defy that government. Tell them where to stick it. Tell them where to put their head. Keep putting their head in their rear. Just tell them, because you know what? They can't do a thing to you. There's no law. The legislature's never met. They never actually passed a law saying that you have to shut down your business because of a health department who's deceitful and because of a governor who's deceitful. Do not do it. And the only reason I illustrate that story is to tell you that when they came and showed up, the whole article was about them visiting. It wasn't about them arresting her. It wasn't even about anything. It was just they visited her. So what? Get over a visit. Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah, maybe she'll sell them something.
Yeah, and I have to have her on the show because that's amazing. Anyway, you were talking about the city in
Bergamo,
Italy.
In Italy.
Yeah.
Because people are always telling me,
right.
Well, what about Italy?
Right.
What about
Italy.
Deaths that are happening over
there? Well, when they did autopsies, they couldn't find COVID. I just want you guys to know that they had
they
a hard time.
They found bacteria.
Yeah, they had a hard time finding COVID.
Yeah.
So then we stopped talking about Italy over here as soon as they did the autopsies.
But now they're trying to lock down. And the citizens of Bergamo, mm-hmm. they're the ones that are writing. But people are wondering, why in the world was this city so hit so hard?
Yes, why?
Right?
And this according is so to important.
Dr. Alec Vasquez, he says, in September 2019, just before this hit, Italy rolled out an entirely new type of influenza vaccine.
Amen. That's exactly
It's called
exactly
VIQCC.
Right.
I'll just call it VIX, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's different from the others. Most of the vaccines are produced in embryonated chicken eggs, right?
Right.
But VIX, however, is produced from cultured animal cells rather than eggs.
Yep.
And has more of a boost to the immune system as a result. And so then it has four types of viruses in there.
Grown in an animal cell line, you're picking up the stuff from the animal back into your human bloodstream, yeah. is what Judy Mikovits said that worked for Fauci that tried to expose him.
One factor is mm-hmm. not only was the city vaccinated in mass once, but twice.
Oh, and
preceding the coronavirus outbreak in the city.
And this was hit hard by all the symptoms you're seeing from COVID, the mysterious COVID. Amazing. You know what? It doesn't surprise me or shock me. We're so stupid. And you know what? She said any vaccine after 2017 are so dangerous, flu vaccines. She goes, Judy Mikovits, who worked for Fauci and mm-hmm. was the most award-winning scientist all the way back to the 80s, who actually exposed cow hormones in milk and said it would cause breast cancer. It wasn't until 2015 it actually came to light. They actually had to admit it. She was right all along for decades. Anyway, so honest. That woman is so honest, put her life on the line to try to expose vaccines after 2017. And she said, do not take it because it's dangerous.
Yes.
And this is the vaccine they keep giving people. And then that's why I said, if you're sick, there's other reasons. There's other reasons. So, yeah, there's sickness. We're not saying you're not sick, but
I think
there's other things going on.
Tenpenny, when you had her on here, she said, the only vaccine really that works that she knew about was the rabies vaccine.
Yeah.
You know. Because if you get bit by that,
it's
the only
exactly.
one she's seen evidence.
That was the only one she said was safe enough to take
everything
into
else,
your body.
Danger.
Yep. And she said there's no reason for it because so many have been eradicated. They're not coming back. They can't come back. like that. And so she was trying to just set the record straight and let people know, and I really applaud that. And now vaccine groups are coming after me. So you know what, though? They're so, these vaccine groups are so pukey. And you know what? The mainstream media gets all the narrative all the time. So I don't, I will have all the guests that aren't heard, because that's all we ever get is shoved there propaganda is. In our face. I hate it.
There's a group called the Vermont Coalition for Vaccine Choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not a radical group. They just go around interviewing. They interviewed 12,000 people. Oh, 12,000 people. Have you ever taken a vaccine, or have you never taken a vaccine? Mm-hmm. And then they said, and then they ask them all these questions: diabetes, thyroid, autism, migraine, scoliosis, autoimmune disease, hay fever, everything else. Mm-hmm. Take a look at those stacked statistics.
That's amazing. Yep. I'm looking at it right now.
Every one of them that's like 25, it's quadrupled.
Do you know?
Every disease, everything in there, you have much more chance of getting it than if you've never been vaccinated.
That's so true. Because I think it weakens
your immune system. Look at the sinuses. It's about six times as much, many people. If I have sinuses.
Yeah.
You know, but that's a biggie. Well,
Judy Mikovits said that it can be weakening the immune system. And so we don't realize what we're doing. And I'll tell you something. I've never heard anyone ever say, I really prayed about vaccines, and my answer was yes. I've never, ever seen that. Have you? I'm just asking the question. I've never heard somebody say, oh my gosh, I got this answer, and the answer was yes, pony up for all of them. Have you ever heard somebody pray about that and actually get that answer? And I hate to dial back to that, but it seems like not much else is making sense to people, because we're in such a war over this right now because of the COVID vaccine that they're rushing, that's very dangerous. And I would never put that monstrosity in my body. I will not take a flu shot. You couldn't pay me to do so. You couldn't make me do so. You couldn't compel me to do so. And I just hope people will take into account that there's a lot of information and a lot of vaccine damage in the billions of dollars that they've paid out for a reason. So,
Especially the new one that they're trying to devise.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's bad.
You know.
It's really, really, really bad.
With all the nanotech in there. And
Okay, so because I hit COVID every day for 10 freaking months of my life now, I seriously am so over COVID. And we're about to go into another lockdown, so I'm going to get more fierce
about
it.
Not if Trump gets in.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think we're going to find out till December, which is going to be most of the way through this lockdown. I don't think we're going to find out till the Electoral College actually meets who's going to be president. They're going to keep this going for another few months at least. But and so on that, I just wanted to say we never find out the night of we don't have a popular election, so that the votes really don't tally and mean anything on November the 3rd. What happens is there always have been projecting the results to the Electoral College, which actually convenes in December. And so when we had the winner on election night, it was always because we knew what the Electoral College was going to do, not what it had already done. So that's important to know. So we actually, on this time, I think we're actually going to have to wait until the Electoral College actually meets.
Yeah. So there was a big discussion on that last time, whether the electors would go for Trump or whether they go for Hillary. Fortunately, they're committed.
Mm-hmm.
They're committed to go for whatever their state goes for.
Right, right.
Now, it has been known that some have defected from that.
Yeah.
I remember George Wallace, when he ran, some defected for him. That was a long time
ago. And we have the mob running things, so you never know. And we have a lot of fraud, and we have the mob, and we have the mob mentality, and we have a lot of coercion, and we have pukey politics with pukey politicians, and it's very rare that I even find one I can support. Is there anything else you would like people to know about geopolitics, since we always have you on the show for that, and this is a great visit for you?
I don't know if you've been following the war between Azerbaijan and Georgia.
No, I haven't, actually.
Yeah, they're having, actually, the Russians are kind of supporting Georgia, and Turks are supporting Azerbaijan. There's Naguma. Right. It's a land right between the two countries.
Okay.
And it's filled with Georgians. And it's kind of semi-independent, but they're both attacking and trying to take it right now, especially Turkey supporting Azerbaijan. Salente mentioned it.
Yeah.
And it may get pretty big.
Okay.
Because bigger countries are starting to come around. They're shooting down each other's jets right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You got Sioux fighters against F-16s, and you got bombardments. Mm-hmm. I just pray it doesn't escalate.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that's in geopolitically that's going on.
Okay.
The new agreement, now that Israel signed an agreement with Kuwait, mm-hmm. The UAE, and now they're going to be, looks like Sudan, they're signing one with Sudan, and it's expanding.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it because I know how Israel's been mistreating the Palestinians, but nevertheless, maybe if we can get a semblance of peace in there, maybe the Palestinians can get some peace.
Okay.
Out of that, yeah. just around the world. Mm-hmm. So many things are going on.
I know. And it's funny because we haven't really heard much.
But I know all these things, but to start singling them out, you know.
There is a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on. And we just had so many fires to fight at home with liberty.
If you want me to just talk one little mm-hmm. bit more about that, they're also boxed in. You know, their trade routes can only go out in the Pacific.
Right.
Unless they go to the Indian Ocean. And to get to the Indian Ocean, they have to go through the Straits of Mancala.
Mm-hmm.
And so, really, they got all these bottlenecks. They're producing like crazy, huge factories, and they got to get all this stuff to market.
Right, right.
And so, okay. The bottlenecks are in the way.
Right.
And now everybody in the South Pacific is revolting against China.
Yeah.
India has just signed an agreement with the United States last week to share intelligence, all intelligence back and forth. They've never done that before. They've been very neutral.
Right.
Between China and the United States. But now they're siding with the United States. And they're bringing the Philippines aboard. They're mm-hmm. bringing Vietnam aboard. Mm-hmm. They're bringing Malaysia aboard. Okay. And all these nations that have been violated by their spritz, those islands that China built in the South China Sea mm-hmm. and has claimed all that sea to be theirs and all the fishing rights in there to be theirs. All these countries are now breaking away. And they're starting to flex some muscle. Because we're giving them a little bit of testosterone, if you will.
Okay.
And so that's looking bad for China, too. And if China doesn't wake up and put its act together, I see them crumbling. I see a civil war within China.
Interesting. Okay.
So.
Well, I'm really.
They've got all these gangs.
I know.
They've got lots of gangs and political
right.
parties.
I'm really glad you were on today. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah.
Gerald Salante was fun from Trends Journal. Get that boy, the cover of Trends Journal. Let me just say, go look it up. Trends Journal. We have Dave. And you know what? For Halloween, have your party. Have your Halloween. Go trick-or-treating. Have your life as normal. Plan your normal Thanksgiving. Show those pictures on social media. Defy your government that seeks to suppress and take your freedom. Please, 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 please. Please. We're not in a 1300s plague. Take off the stupid, ridiculous mask. If you're healthy, why are you wearing one? Take it off. It looks ridiculous. You look like a sheeple. I swear I almost for Halloween want to just put cotton balls all over myself and wear the mask and be the sheeple for Halloween. That's how bad this is. I'm going to make myself look like a sheep. Cotton balls. Anyway, you guys, have a terrific weekend. Thank you, Investigator
Thank
Dave.
You for having me on,
Really
Kate.
Appreciate you.
You're great.
Much love to you. And everybody have a great one. Be back here Monday. Be faithful. Be fearless, guys.